in the last hymn we sung these words, "Here I am, Lord, is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I have heard you calling in the night." Maybe it's not the night, maybe it's the day. I don't know what your experience is of listening to God, but that's what we're going to be thinking about this morning as we begin this looking at our call that God places on us. So my question is, are we listening? I wonder whether you've ever had this sort of experience. Dinner's ready. There's other people in the house who are, I assume, wanting to sit and eat their dinner. So we say, "Dinner?" Nothing. No movement. No call out. So say it again. "Dinner?" If it gets to the third occasion, it tends to be, "Dinner?" And if there's one more, it's "Dinner?" And then, I'm going to say, and then I'm told, no need to say it like that. Oh, yeah, I'm coming. I don't know whether that resonates with you or not. Perhaps it's just in my house, that's what happens. Both of our readings are concerned with listening. You might want to turn to 1 Samuel, page 261. I think this is such a wonderful story. There we have the young boy Samuel. He's physically as close to God as it's possible to be. We're told he's lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. The ark was the place where God resided. During the time in the wilderness, the people had followed the ark. And now, in the temple, the ark is placed and Samuel sleeps right next to it. We're also told the word of the Lord was rare and the word of the Lord had not been revealed to Samuel. But God needs to gain Samuel's attention. Samuel is lying there. He has an awareness of God. Something in him knows about God. My experience as a primary school teacher is that children often have a very keen sense and understanding of God. It's just that as they get older, this can be hidden, lost, or just simply forgotten about. Perhaps it's simply that we stop listening. Certainly Paul in his second letter to Timothy talks of a time when people turn their ears away from the truth. Perhaps that's what happens. But we're told Samuel was listening. When he hears his own name being called, instead of knowing it's God, he thinks, quite reasonably possibly, it must be Eli. The world in which we live, in many senses, is a noisy place. It's easy to become distracted by other things, to become confused about what and who we are listening to. Three times God calls Samuel, and three times mistakenly he goes to Eli. Is it the same with us? Is God speaking to us? Are we listening? Or are we failing to recognize who it is that is speaking? The word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. God speaks. Sometimes he uses words, but there are other ways in which God speaks. We need to be expectant to hear God, as well as being ready to listen. I think one of the difficulties we have is our reluctance to talk about even the possibility that God has spoken. It sounds slightly absurd. It's perhaps if someone talks about hearing God, we perhaps wonder if they're quite mentally unstable. from a particular brand of Christianity which we may find difficult to ascribe to. Or perhaps this isn't our experience, and therefore we think it doesn't happen. The Bible is full of examples of times when God has spoken. I use the word spoken in its widest terms. God spoke to Abraham and Moses through covenants. God spoke in dreams to Joseph, to Peter. God spoke to Elijah in silence. God speaks. Now we might well say, oh well, that was then, not now. But God continues to speak. One of the ways that God speaks is to use words. I had a friend who, whilst we were training at theological college, was a person who prayed. And as she prayed, she would pray for the people within her particular study group. She was praying for myself, and she said, God gave me a word for you. And that word was boldness. Now, I have to say, boldness is not often to be found in my vocabulary. I don't often feel very bold. As I prepared for this sermon, again, I was reminded of it. Was God speaking to me to be bold? God speaks to us in pictures. Maybe you've had this experience of a visual picture appearing in your head, popping into your mind, coming from nowhere, perhaps whilst you've been praying. If you are brave enough to share it, perhaps it's happened at your life group, that sharing of the picture, it has meaning for other people. God speaks to us in actions. A friend, a neighbour, an acquaintance contacts us out of the blue to see if we are okay. And at that time, we are actually in need of someone to talk to or to be reminded that we are loved. God provides the person we need. God speaks to us in answered prayer. Over this last week or so, I've been praying about a particular situation. Very simple situation, but each time I prayed, God in a very small way has demonstrated his response. Often we're reluctant to talk about the ways in which God speaks to us. Perhaps it's something we could begin to change now. How about making it our focus as we chat after the service over a cup of coffee? Whether your experience is negative, positive, confused, skeptical, let's talk about it. Eli, the old priest, we have to say, was a bit of a failure. He realizes, however, that God was speaking, and so he sends Samuel back to lie down and gives him the words to say. On this fourth occasion, not only does God speak to Samuel, but we are told God stands next to him. I don't know how many times I've read this story, how many times I've acted out this story, told this story, but I never realized that it says that God stands next to Samuel. God gives Samuel a message for Eli. Not a very hopeful message. And we're told Samuel was afraid as he lay there waiting for morning to come. When Eli asked Samuel what God had told him, he says he must tell him everything, hiding nothing. I think we see Eli as being bold in saying those words. We certainly see Samuel in being bold to declare God's message. We like to hear the positive. We don't like to hear the negative. But Samuel speaks God's word into this situation. What of us? The church, as the body of Christ, is compelled to speak God's word, whatever that word may be. Within the political sphere, our bishops will speak God's word on a national level into difficult and complex issues. Our prison system, immigration, defence, the health service, whatever it is. I think we should be encouraged that their starting point comes from listening to God. And then they speak on our behalf to ensure God's justice, mercy and love are proclaimed. I don't know whether you saw the interview with the Archbishop of York and Andrew Marr recently, when Andrew reminded the Archbishop of York of his actions in cutting up his dog collar in 2007. The Archbishop of York stood out and spoke against the reign in Zimbabwe of Mugabe, cutting up his dog collar, a small and insignificant act in many senses, but yet an act with meaning and consequences. When Andrew Marr returned the dog collar to the Archbishop of York, the Archbishop said, "I could try and stick this all back together, but that would not be the right thing to do." Again, his actions and his words speaking into a situation which needs God's love and mercy and justice. Our bishops and our men and women who we should be praying for, they have a wonderful opportunity to speak for and on behalf of the disadvantaged and marginalised in society. They need our prayers. Locally, the work of the Renewed Hope Trust, which we'll hear a bit more about shortly, is an organisation which came about because of the need to speak into a situation where there were those in need of a place of warmth and safety to sleep at night. Samuel listened to God and then spoke for God. He did what he needed to do. You see a similar thing happening in John's Gospel. When Philip found Nathanael, he listened, and Nathanael takes a step towards Jesus. In the interchange between Jesus and Nathanael, Nathanael becomes aware of who Jesus is. "You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Bold words and brave words to speak out. For Nathanael and the other disciples, this was the start of an adventure. They were led by Jesus to discover all that Jesus had come to do and to be for the people. We too are led by Jesus. May we as individuals and as a church listen to him and then do and be as he calls us in this place and at this time. Let's just take a moment to be silent, to actually listen to God, and then we'll pray. Lord our God, we thank you that you speak. We recognise that sometimes we don't always listen. Help us by your Holy Spirit to listen to you. And having listened, to be brave and to be bold in our next steps. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.